This is Jordan Flaherty from Jenin in occupied Palestine. Here in the city of Jenin, today the city faced an almost total lockdown as soldiers increased checkpoints or started up new checkpoints in the Burkin Valley, in the town of Aba, in Haifa Road leading into Jenin, in the town of Swatat, in the town of Al-Jabriyat, in the town of Jannat. In all these regions, soldiers had set up tanks or APCs or jeeps and were stopping virtually all Palestinians from traveling in and out of Jenin. They were declaring that there was a curfew in Jenin, although the people in Jenin still remained outside of their homes. Yesterday, just outside of Jenin, four internationals were arrested while being at a peace camp protesting the building of the apartheid wall, the wall that is being built to take Palestinians from their homes and from their lands and to create more facts on the ground so that Israel can continue confiscating land and crops and homes from Palestinians. In this area, there are almost every village in that area is having land confiscated for the building of the wall. At the peace camp, the internationals were engaged in activities with the people of the village, including music, including sports with the children, summer camp activities, and for this crime they were arrested. Seven jeeps came, many heavily armed soldiers, at least 20 or 30 by the reports that we've heard, as well as military police and others. The internationals that were arrested at the peace camp at the village of Arabone, just north of Jenin, included Bill Kapowski from New York City. Bill is a labor activist and a union organizer who works for the American Federation of Teachers. Among his activities that caused him to be arrested were playing games with children, sports, musical activities, and sleeping in a tent on land owned by a Palestinian farmer that the Israelis intend to confiscate to build the apartheid wall. The others arrested were Tarek from Canada, Tobias from Sweden, and Frederick from Denmark. These four activists were doing nothing except showing solidarity with the Palestinian people by staying on the land of a Palestinian farmer at that farmer's invitation, and they were arrested brutally by these soldiers. Tobias Carlson from Sweden was once taken into custody, lifted up by the soldiers by his handcuffs behind his back. Tarek from Canada had his arm twisted behind his back so hard it was almost broken. They are now being held in the Ramli prison, and the word from the Israeli government is that they are planning to deport these people for the crime of standing in solidarity with Palestinians. Also yesterday, in the morning, in the Burkin Valley, in the town of Burkin, soldiers went searching for a wanted man and found his brother and the brother's wife, and the soldiers killed the brother and wounded the wife. It's also been reported that they stole money from that home as well. This follows another killing just a few days earlier, in which a man who was trying to go to work inside what's called Israel, a man from the town of Kufr Dan, also in the Jenin area, was caught by soldiers and had a concussion grenade strapped to his body, which later exploded, burning him across his body. Here in Jenin, the internationals here, as well as all the Palestinians, continue to resist this occupation. Tomorrow, members of eight different villages, as well as internationals from many different countries, will be attempting to clear a roadblock that has been blocking the people of an entire region north of Jenin from being able to enter into Jenin. So there will be a demonstration and an attempt to clear the roadblock. Today in Nablus, they cleared six roadblocks, and when clearing the sixth roadblock, six internationals were arrested. That's my report for today from Occupied Palestine.